From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Andrew Richards, and that's all. Larry and Chat are both off on vacation, and I am taking the helm, even though I'm sick. What we're going to do today is look at the changes from Windows 8.1 update, and particularly we're going to download all the tools again. So this is a return to the version episode 1 where we went through the lightsaber creation episode, and we've repeated that for the 8.0 SDK and the 8.1 SDK. We're going to refresh that again. To actually get Windows 8.1 update, it's an optional update from Windows Update. It came out on Patch Tuesday of April, and which was, so it was the 8th. So what you want to do is bring up Windows Update and do a check for updates, and then view the optionals. And you'll see that actually it's actually not tagged as a default install. So when you want to install it, you actually need to check it and then do the install. While we're here, we've never actually talked about this. You'll notice at the moment it says that it's for Windows only. If you actually, what we do suggest that you go into the settings and then turn on this one, and so you get all Microsoft products. So that way, things like, you know, Office and if you're doing servers like Exchange and SQL Server and all that stuff, get updates as well. So I'm not going to sit here and watch this install an 800 megabyte update. So we're going to pause here. I'm going to grab another laptop, and then we'll continue on with the download of all the tools. All right, so we jumped across to the laptop that already has the stuff installed, so we didn't have to wait. One of the things that you can do in Windows 8.1 update is that you can now pin Windows Store apps. So for example, we can pin games to the taskbar, which is kind of cool. So I'm not going to go over Windows Update. It's a great release. Install it and enjoy it. Particularly if you're a mouse and keyboard type person, there's lots of little tweaks in there designed for you. What we're going to focus on here is updating our lightsaber. And so over the episodes, we've made up this My folder. And what we're going to update is the sysinternals area, and we're going to make a new Windows SDK area. So let's start with sysinternals, sysinternals.com. And before we jump into downloading, I'm just going to point out there's an RSS feed here. And what you should do is grab this URL, so we can click on here, grab this URL and put it into Outlook in the RSS feed area. And then that way you'll get an email every time that an update has occurred. It's usually about on a month cadence. And so what you should be doing is these steps, what I'm doing right now, every time you see an RSS feed come in, do these operations. Sysinternals suite is how you get the entire thing as a zip file. Save it to the hard drive, into that My folder. And then I'm going to replace the one we had from last time. So the last time we did this was back in, September last year. So it's a little bit dated. Replace that guy. Wait for the download to complete. It's just doing a virus scan to make sure everything's good. And we are now there. Before you unzip it, it's really important to, on the file, to unblock it so you can tag that. Otherwise, every file that you extract is going to have that tag saying it came from internet. Extract everything, replace everything, and sysinternals is now updated, or will be updated in the background. The only one we want to do is the Windows 8.1 SDK. Now, even though this is the same search that we did prior, and you're hitting the same landing page, you'll notice that this actually was updated on April the 2nd. So during build conference where we announced all these changes, we dropped a new version of the SDK. And so it's got new bits and new header files and everything else. And so what we're going to do is run that. If you've installed it before, you get this, you cannot update the SDK. What you need to do is uninstall it, and then from programs and features, and then go forward. So what we're going to do is download it to a folder, And what we need is actually a folder to put it in. So get a new folder. I'm going to call it Windows 8.1 update. So it goes right next to the one we've already got. And what we're going to do is try to repeat what we have in the RTM. We want to grab these guys, the application verifier, debugging tools for Windows, and the performance toolkit, and we'll do samples in a sec. And we'll grab this path. And then we'll get the download going. Sure, we'll do support. And what we want is, in this case, we want the performance toolkit, debugging tools for Windows, application verifier, actually everything that's opposite to what we've got. And that download is going to happen. Once the download is complete, we'll end up a whole lot of MSI files, and we'll run those and factory out or harvest the files that get installed. So that way you can then do an xcopy based install. While that's running in the background, I'm going to do one more search. And what we want is from Wintellect. Wintellect, and what we want is inside Windows runtime via C Sharp. Here we go. We had Jeffrey on the show months ago. Under source code, there is a zip file. And that's coming down. And what we're going to get down is the Wintellect Package Explorer. So this program here that allows you to view all the Windows Store applications on your box and maintain them. And particularly if you've got ones that are from like running Visual Studio, which is these development ones, it lets you clean them up and just keep your system nice and clean. It also lets you, look at the properties and stuff like that. So that tool is within the source code. And so when the zip file comes down, we'll open it up and harvest off the XD. All right, so we're doing a lot of things in the background here. This one's beat the SDK install, so we'll grab that one. And we want the Package Explorer, which is right there in the root. And we'll replace the one that we've kept. Of course, you can always keep the zip file around if you want. Oops, where is it? So we can grab that zip file and put it in the Wintellect folder. All right, a couple more megabytes of the SDK coming down. So this whole operation isn't too onerous. From an SDK point of view, you only need to do every drop of the SDK, which is every major drop. So in the old phrasing, RTMs and service packs. These days it tends to be RTM and updates. And with sysinternals, you want to do it on the cadence of the RSS feed. So let's get rid of all that stuff. Look at our hard drive. So under the update, we now have the standalone SDK, lots and lots of files. And if we sort by type and go down to the bottom, we end up with the debugger, Windows Performance Toolkit, which are those ones, and we also get Application Verifier. Grab all those, shove them in the root for just now. And then we want to make some folders. So just bear with me as I make some folders. And then we can put those into the appropriate places. So Windows Performance Toolkit, the debugging tools, and Application Verifier. Application Verifier you don't harvest, you just keep around and then install it as need. Debugging Tools for Windows is one of the ones we're going to harvest. So we need to install both copies. As of the Windows Kit remodeling of the SDK, you don't get a UI anymore to the MSIs. It just does silent installs in the background to predefined paths. And they are the Windows Kit paths. And then we're going to harvest the 64-bit version of Windows Performance Toolkit. We need both debuggers because you need to have the same bitness as the target when you do debugging. But Performance Toolkit, you just need 64-bit if you're on a 64-bit OS. Obviously, if you have some x86 OSs hanging around, then you'll want to do x86 as well. These all get installed into the Windows Kit folder under x86. Even if it's a 64-bit box, it goes to the x86 folder. Still 8.1. These are just all slightly updated versions. Here's our debuggers. So we're going to copy those two. And that's us harvesting those two debugging folders and put them underneath the debugger. And then this one, the first one, is going to be called debuggers. That's just like a common, well-known name that people use inside Microsoft. There's no well-known name for a second version of the debugger. Now, I will note that we have changed the debugger as of... I haven't. So we now have two folders. Here are our old ones. So let's get rid of those. And our debugger is now upgraded on this box. And the other thing we need to do is copy in some debugger extensions. And so as part of the Defrag Tools SkyDrive, here, or OneDrive I should say, there's now a new debugger extension. So you need SIE EXT pub and PDE. PDE replaces procdump EXT, so you just need these two. So download those. When we did this show a while ago, we put it in a folder called procdump EXT. I renamed it to Win EXT. And so we need to get the 64-bit one of PDE. And the reason I renamed it is I wanted to have them all in one folder rather than having a folder for procdump EXT, a folder for SIE EXT. Copy the x86 one into the WinEXT folder. And then we're going to do the same thing for SIE, which only comes with a 32-bit version, unfortunately. And there we go, our folders are upgraded. So that does the debugger. The last thing to do is the Performance Toolkit. And here's the 64-bit binaries. Copy that into our update folder under the Performance Toolkit. And call it x64 so we know what bitness it is. And there we have a new folder that when you walk up to machine, this is the template that you can use. And so this is the folder, this area particularly you should be keeping in your OneDrive just as a reference tool. You don't need to keep the standalone SDK, because that's a bit heavy, but you might want to keep that on a folder on some server in your house or in your office. The last one that you want to grab is, if you're a developer, is the Windows 8.1 samples, which have also been updated. So we're going to look for app samples. And then, personally, I just grabbed the full version, and then we put it into that update samples folder and download all 300 something megabytes. All right, so we've got all the things updated. The last thing I'm going to show is a little bit of a tweak I've done to the symbols.cmd batch file. So what that batch file does is makes some folders and it also makes these two environment variables. Actually, we don't actually need this one. This one's actually a bit old, so that can be thrown away. This PDE arc flip one is from this batch file. The idea behind this is if you open a 64-bit target in the x86 debugger or vice versa, the PDE debugger extension, if this environment variable is set, will change to the other debugger. Now, it assumes that the folder that it's in is called these two names, so that's kind of like a hard-coded thing, but it will automatically flip to the other bitness if you're wrong. Very, very useful when you're trying to go through a various a collection of dump files and you're not sure what bitness everything is. So anyway, there's that environment variable, and also in edit. Whoops. Oh, what are you doing? So that's what this batch file does for, this is the other two. So there's PDE's one for the architecture flip, and then there's the one for the symbols, which is this stuff at the bottom. The tweak I've done is this compact.exe, and what's it saying? It says compress the folder with all subdirectories in quiet mode, and then compress the two files. Because people have SSDs a lot, the symbols can take up a lot of space, and symbols compress really, really well, like a 10 times factor. And so I've modified the text file so that these two are compressed, and that's why you get that blue highlight to the folder. And that's it for the update. We'll let this run in the background and get us our samples. Keep your lightsaber up to date. Grab all these folders, everything except for the symbol folders that we've gathered, and shove them in your OneDrive. It's less than a gigabyte for Windows 7, 8, 8.1, and Windows 8.1 update all to be together. So not too onerous, doesn't use up too much quota of your OneDrive. And then when you get to a new PC, grab it, copy it to CMI, and then walk up. If you're going to be doing debugging, copy the debugger folders, these two, into the root of C drive, run the symbols text file so you get the appropriate environment variables to point to the Microsoft public symbol server, run the PDE arcflip command to make it so that the bitness flips, and the last one is run the IA, so install associations registry file, and that's the thing that gives us the context menu so that when you right click on a dump file, it will give you the option to debug it, and give you the option to debug it with a 64-bit debugger, which is the this top one, or the x86 debugger at the bottom one. And then, because this is the PDE version at the bottom, I've got it set so that it automatically loads the PDE debugger extension for you. And that's about it. It's not too hard to get a system very debuggable. Our download's done. Our episode's done. Thanks for watching. As always, if you've got questions or comments, put them in the show notes below or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. Have a good week.